Across America on Thanksgiving, fans tune their television sets to the football game. New Englander Joellen Easton has never considered herself a football fan, but lately, and much to her own surprise, she's found herself glued to the TV for the game, and she's found she's not the only woman on the sofa.
Since Super Bowl 36, more people than ever are watching the NFL. TV viewing is up by 7%. Keep in mind that this isn't only the male football viewer. It's women, too.
John Anderson and Scott Van Pelt standing by for SportsCenter. They'll have
more women watch the NFL than either pro basketball or baseball. Here's a specimen. One woman, dedicated to the game. Her name is Kim Donnellan, and she lives and breathes football. Her husband proposed to her after a Patriots victory, and she has a TV or radio in every room in her house so she won't miss a single play.
There is this group of women with whom I hang, and we would for years and years get together every Sunday, and we would watch the game religiously. And yeah, it was something we could bond around.
However, with Kim Donnellan, football isn't just lifestyle, it's obsession. Even today, as a stay-at-home mom with a baby, three dogs, and three cats, she doesn't stop.
It's Sunday, and from 12 until 10, a lot of times, there's, you know, okay, so I'll feed the kid, and I'll walk the dogs, and, oh, wait, the game's on. Okay, can't walk the dogs yet. And, okay, the baby will eat in front of the television today, even though that's completely against the baby rules.
Do you ever feel a small little peep of guilt?
Not on Sunday, but Monday when I wake up. It's not good. And my husband is often the one to bear the brunt of that momentary anxiety of me saying, oh, I should have yesterday. Why did I have to watch the game? I could have been doing all of this.
But on Sunday, the daily grind just disappears. And what remains is Kim and football. And this happens every week. What about the times when women do womanly things and men do manly things, like Thanksgiving? Even though it's the 21st century and we're all supposed to be liberated, on Thanksgiving, everyone has their roles. The women usually gather in the kitchen and the men tend toward the sofa. And the game will likely be on. Outdated as this setup may seem, it's tradition and the meal always makes it to the table. But what happens when the women want the couch? Who cooks the turkey? Tomorrow morning, Kim Donnellan, husband Brian, and baby Timothy drive to upstate New York to visit family. They'll make sure to arrive early enough to catch the pregame show and, of course, help prepare the meal. But it's often Kim who will abandon the kitchen crowd and leave her husband to mashed potatoes and squash.
I am very inclined to go find a couch with a television and sit and enjoy it.
In one house in New York on this Thanksgiving holiday, one woman will sneak away from the kitchen and the turkey will still be served.
During dinner, the television will go off, and the minute dinner is over, TV goes right back on.
And anyone who wants to eat their second piece of pie at the table had better be prepared to eat alone.
Yay, Jimmy! They got a touchdown!
For National Public Radio, this is Joellen Easton, waiting for the game to start in Boston.